Mastering the Inner Game.
For nearly 30 years, Dr. Larry Iverson has educated, motivated, and entertained audiences worldwide. Dr. Iverson delivers persuasion, communication, and success strategies you can apply right now. His work with Olympic-level athletes and on the main platform of Fortune 500 conferences blends his background as a clinical psychologist in guiding you on an insightful journey while you develop skill sets that assist your personal development. He masterfully assists you in gaining greater control of your mind and life. Here's Dr. Larry Iverson.
Hi, this is Dr. Larry Iverson. Our program today is Your Inner Game, Taking Your Skills to the Next Level. Whether you want to improve your athletic skill, your golf game for instance, be a better parent, reduce stress or pressure in your life, take your career up a notch, your inner game is crucial to your level of success. Napoleon Hill said, "Success leaves tracks." Applying inner game strategies used by the highly successful will assist you in going from where you are today into the tomorrow you desire. Here's some of the things you're going to gain during this program. You'll learn the exact strategy for incorporating inner game skills. You'll learn how to focus your mind and not get a lot of sass back from your internal dialogue. You'll know the key to a positive attitude used by Olympic champions. You'll know how to boost your energy if you start feeling depleted, and you'll learn a tactic for deeply focusing your mind and much more. These strategies can change your work, relationships, sports success, every area of your life. To not know these puts you at a disadvantage to all the other people you're dealing with who do know this and how to use this. By applying these mental processes, you can take your game to a whole new level. I want to acknowledge you for taking time to be here and learn these strategies that can improve your personal and professional life. You're showing your proactiveness and desire to build ever greater success. I congratulate you for taking time to learn these methods that can greatly boost the quality of your life. Born November 14, 1840, this man grew to be one of the most admired painters of the 19th and early 20th centuries. At age 5, his family moved from Paris to Normandy. Even at that young age, his father was training him to go into the family grocery business, but the boy only wanted to draw pictures and build things. His creativity was very high. On the 1st of April, 1851, the lad entered Le Havre Secondary School of the Arts, and at the young age of 11, locals knew him well for his charcoal caricature portraits of people of the town, which he would sell for 10 to 20 francs. It was then that he undertook his first drawing lessons. On the beaches of Normandy in 1856, he met a fellow artist, Eugene Bodin, who became his mentor and taught him to use oil paints. At the age of 16, when his mother died, Claude Monet left school to go live with his widowed childless aunt, Marie-Jean Lecadre, who lived near Paris. When Monet traveled to Paris to visit the Louvre, he saw dozens of painters copying the old master's paintings. They practiced and tried to replicate that style. Having brought his paints and other tools with him, he instead would go sit by a window and paint what he saw outside the museum windows. During this time in Paris, he met other young painters who had become his friends and fellow impressionists, including the incredible artist Edouard Manet. Disillusioned with the traditional art taught at schools in Paris, in 1862 he met and became friends with and became a student of Pierre Renoir, Frederick Bazille, and Alfred Sisley. As a group, together they shared new approaches to art, painting the effects of light with broken color and rapid brushstrokes in what later became known as Impressionism. Months before he turned 30, Oscar Claude Monet married and then soon began a family with Camille Donceau. She was the subject in many of his paintings. During their marriage, Camille wrote a number of short stories and brief articles for women's journals and newspapers. In one article, she talked about a major discovery Monet made for taking his art to a completely new level. This mental process of painting allowed him to be highly productive and bring his own unique style to all he painted. He would